SRN News, I'm John Scott. Job openings remained at historically high levels in February. Rita Foley with details.
Employers posted 8.76 million job vacancies in February. That's up a little from January. But layoffs were up, too, to 1.7 million in February, from 1.6 the month before, the highest since March of 2023. The number of Americans quitting their jobs? That's a sign of confidence they can find better pay or working conditions elsewhere. Rose modestly to 3.5 million. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNews.com, President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping have discussed Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and security issues. The phone call was their first conversation since their November summit, produced renewed ties between their militaries and a promise of enhanced cooperation on stemming the flow of fentanyl from China. Seven foreign aid workers dead following an alleged Israeli airstrike in Gaza.
The World Central Kitchen, the food charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, said early Tuesday that the seven killed include citizens from Australia, Poland, the UK, and a US-Canada dual citizen. It adds the workers were in the process of delivering desperately needed food aid that had arrived by sea on Monday when they were struck late that evening. Israel has said it's investigating the incident. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Heavy gunfire erupted in the downtown area of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, as police battled gang members near the National Palace for several hours. Local media reported at least one policeman was shot on Monday as the violence continued. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 440 points, the Nasdaq losing 188. This is SRN News. An Oregon church wins a court battle.
A federal judge has ruled that the city of Brookings cannot bar St. Timothy's Episcopal Church from feeding homeless people. The city council had passed a new zoning ordinance that would have barred the congregation from handing out food more than 2 days per week. The judge ruled that the law violates St. Timothy's First Amendment rights. The church has been feeding people for 15 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new lawsuit is challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood argue that it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio, one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion. The lawsuit has been filed on behalf of several abortion clinics. This is SRN News. A case of bird flu in Texas.
Texas health officials say a patient is being treated for the bird flu after coming in contact with cows, which are now known to be susceptible to the avian flu virus. The patient's only reported symptom was eye redness. Federal health officials say this is the first known instance anywhere in the world of a person catching this version of bird flu from a mammal. Last month, officials confirmed bird flu infections among cows in Michigan, Kansas, and Texas. One expert's calling this an unexpected and problematic twist. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After welcoming guests for 67 years, the Tropicana Casino in Vegas will shut its doors for good at noon today, local time. It's slated for demolition in October to make room for a $1.5 billion baseball stadium. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.